Welcome to the Borough of Poole Arts Service podcast. In this episode, you'll be hearing about the Mementos Reminiscence Project, the results of which have been on display at the Lighthouse in Poole. Mementos was a 20-week arts project run by the Borough of Poole Arts Service in conjunction with PRAMA. PRAMA are a Poole-based charity that supports older people and vulnerable adults to live independently. The project brought professional textiles artists, Sewa Cunningham and Rosie Edwards, together with volunteers and people living with dementia and their close family members. Sewa, Rosie and the volunteers led reminiscence conversations and creative workshop sessions, supporting participants to each create a personal piece of textile-based artwork. Betty is 100 years old and lives independently with help from her daughter Valerie. They both attended the Mementos project and we met for tea one afternoon so they could tell me more about the experience.
So you've got Poplar, so is that where Saracen Street was?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was the back garden. And then that was Mum's picture of the back garden. And that was a school behind us.
Is you and Dad's wedding photograph?
So at the bottom you've got cousins, there's quite a big family there, big picture. What's that picture from?
So that's Mum's 90th birthday. And then that was my mum and dad's wedding.
Isn't that beautiful? Is that a blue dress, turquoise dress?
It was a blue dress.
Was it?
It was pale blue.
Oh, gorgeous.
Mum hand-tinted black and white photograph.
What a talented woman. That's incredible.
I'm Betty. I was a quilt dressmaker by trade. And I used to work for Bradley's, who were a furriers, two streets away from Hyde Park Corner.
You did a dress for Gracie Fields, didn't you, Mum?
Yeah. I was such a dunce at school. The only thing I was any ever good at was needle and thread. And I could do embroidery work, drawn thread work. And so my mum sent me to the North London Polytechnic in La Holloway Road, Camden Town, for 2 years. And they find you a job. And if you've got any sense, you take it for the first 6 months. And then you either get the sack like I did.
After you were sacked, you then found the job at Bradley's. And then when war broke out, because you were Mum's only relative, Uncle Sid took you into his factory.
So I got excused.
Didn't get called up. And Mum ended up being designer and cutter for the factory. And they actually supplied Marks and Spencer's.
A key element of the project was the opportunity for carers to work with and alongside the people they care for. A chance for them to enjoy each other's company, to reminisce and to create new memories together.
So you both went to the Mementos project.
Yes.
And how did you find out about it?
Mum had only been diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia for about two years ago. And Anna was one of the first people that I was sort of put in contact with about any up and coming clubs and things. And she happened to sort of email me one day and said, "Are you interested in doing craft?" And I went, "Oh yes." The craft club on a Thursday morning was great because we both were going to do it together. So we had, I'm told it's Swearer with a W, came down from London every Thursday, and she had all the ideas of how to do this. And funnily enough, she didn't live far from where Mum used to live. So because Mum can't see, because she's practically blind, I did most of the needlework. Mum helped me stitch things on, but they used to have a lovely sit down and chat, which was really nice. So it got Mum socialising, and because we've always done dressmaking and stuff together, so it was just something nice to do together. And then there's pictures of my dad and my brother. That's where Mum used to live in London, and they were all pictures that we put on fabric. Some of it's on paper, and then we stuck it onto calico, and I turned it into a cushion.
And so how long did the cushion take to make?
I think it was like 8 weeks, but I actually had to take it home after the end of the 8 weeks and sort of finish it off for the exhibition that's going to be on.
And how do you feel about the exhibition? Are you excited?
It's going to be great to see everybody's finished products, you know, and see how they do it. So yes, it should be quite good fun. We're all getting together again in 2 weeks' time.
What are you
100th birthday.
Oh my goodness. Isn't that crazy? I should bought some cake, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. So.
And is there going to be dancing and drinks and food?
Oh, yes.
That's brilliant.
All our parties have been good, haven't they?
That was Betty and Valerie. Their quilt is a mix of different shapes and textures of patterned fabric on a bright orange background. It's embellished with colourful buttons and felts, and it really demonstrates the skills they share as accomplished needleworkers. The final pieces of artwork are very personal mementos. They have special meaning to the participants, and the quilts are highly textual and visual. They give their creators the means of starting conversation and reminiscence for years to come. According to Alzheimer's Research UK, dementia affects over 850,000 people in the UK, and it's estimated that 61% of those people are women. In the second part of this podcast, we'll be hearing from Richard Mockeridge. His wife Pat lives with dementia and is cared for full-time by Richard. I caught up with him to talk about the challenges they face and their participation in the Mementos Reminiscence Project.
I had a decision to make really when all this started. How was I going to cope with it? And I decided that I would throw myself into dementia. And I think it's a positive decision, because I don't think I'd have coped if I just stayed at home. Not at all. So it's not easy. Definitely not easy. But it's just a case of doing it or not doing it, isn't it?
For many people living with dementia, their partner becomes the main caregiver, which can pose significant challenges within relationships. But as Richard explains, there is help out there.
So I decided that we would join the various dementia groups. The nearest groups to us were Southbourne and Westbourne. And it was at Westbourne that I met Anna. And early on it came hard, because she's not an easy mixer, really. So you found it quite hard, but you've got to know lots of the people now. And we go to the Southbourne Dementia Cafe and we know everybody there. And that's how it happened. And then we met Anna, and then we started this, and we went to a tea dance, and we've been to the film shows. So there is a world outside for dementia sufferers and carers.
I asked Richard how they found out about the Reminiscence Project.
We've attended the Westbourne Dementia Clinic, which is run by Alzheimer's, and Anna came in one day and gave some leaflets out about a pilot study. So we went along, and I mean, I did some of the cutting out, and I did some of the, I got all the photographs together and that sort of thing.
Richard explained to me how the reminiscence sessions worked.
So the first half an hour, or it can even get up to an hour, we reminisce. We've reminisced about sort of where people's childhood and things like that, just to get discussion going. And then the second half has been very much related to the quilts. Making felt, cutting out felt, making different things to go on it, and ending up with a pictorial quilt. So I think the idea is not only to socialise with people, carers and people with dementia, but also to see if some of them can do some of the craft things. So it's been very good. And we've made friends and got to know each other, you know, reasonably well.
Richard and Pat's quilt is full of wonderful pictures from their wedding and their family. All the pictures are embellished with lace, ribbon and patches of fabric. Each piece is a memory of a snapshot in time and serves as a great focus to reminisce.
And I think it'll look very nice. I mean, it's a quilt the size of this table, and it's double-sided, and on the back is a few cutouts and things that I've done, and then on the front is all related to our wedding 50 years ago and the family.
2017 is a special year for Richard and Pat as they're celebrating their golden wedding anniversary.
So we're having a party at which all the children and grandchildren are coming, and some friends, one or two new friends from dementia classes. And I'm hoping we'll have the quilt to hang up and sort of display.
That was Richard Mockeridge. The feedback from Prama and the participants was hugely positive. So here's Anna Shields again to tell us about the future of the project.
One of the things that's come out of our Mementos project, which we've just been doing with people with dementia, is that Paul Museum is now going to be working with Prama to set up a brand new reminiscence group for people with dementia that will be based at Paul Museum. We saw when people with dementia came for a visit to the museum, they really engaged with some of the 20th century displays. So there's a 1950s kitchen, there's a pharmacy, there's a grocer's shop. These are kind of things from within our lifetimes. And so the people with dementia and their carers got really involved in it. And of course, Poole Museum also has a handling collection of objects that come in a lovely case, and you can kind of rummage through and see other objects that spark discussion and reminiscence. So we're going to be making use of those, running a regular session at Poole Museum for people with dementia.
Thank you for listening to this episode from the Borough of Poole Arts Service. In the next instalment, you'll hear about the work we do with the Carers Resource and Information Support Programme, who are the first port of call should you find yourself caring for a friend, family member or partner.